Als je hoort dat je stem vrolijk is, dan word je daar zelf ook vrolijk van.
Wetenschap vandaag.
Dit onderzoek begint met een bizarre ontdekking. Je kunt mensen een tekst laten voorlezen, in een microfoon laten praten, koptelefoon op het hoofd, en dan kun je de emotie van die tekst aanpassen.
And we change their voice to make them sound more emotional, to make them sound more happy or more sad or even more afraid than what they really sounded like.
Jean-Jolie Ocouturier van het IRCAM in Parijs. En die verandering hoort iedereen, behalve degene die die tekst voorleest.
And the final question was like, and would you think that it could be possible that maybe we manipulated the sound of your voice to make it sound really going into the whole specific thing? And people sometimes were concerned about this and saying, what do you mean? I'm a professional singer. I know my voice. If you did anything to my voice, I would notice this immediately. And well, we did.
Want door een speling van het lot zat er in dit onderzoek toevallig zowel een zangeres als een radiopresentator.
We made sound effects to sound like the range of emotional intensity you would get in daily life. So these were not extreme effects, of course. And, you know, if you suddenly make people's voice going like that, you know, all over the place, they would detect that something is wrong with what they're hearing back. But nevertheless, the amount of emotion we colored their voice with, if you want, was enough so that external people that we played these voices to afterwards were really clear in detecting the emotions. Everybody agreed that this sounded happy or sad or afraid. In fact, everybody did notice this except the speakers themselves.
Luister bijvoorbeeld naar deze zin, die de onderzoekers vandaag speciaal voor ons hebben opgenomen, want het onderzoek is gedaan in het Frans, Engels, Zweeds en Japans.
We zullen over een paar minuten stoppen.
En de lezers hoorden die zin dus met een hele subtiele verandering. Luister goed, anders mis je het.
We zullen over een paar minuten stoppen. We zullen over een paar minuten stoppen.
Een beetje droevig en een beetje vrolijk. Dat is wel heel subtiel, dat verschil. Dus ik vroeg de onderzoekers, kan dat niet een beetje sterker? Draai de knoppen open. Nou ja, het kan wel een beetje sterker.
We zullen over een paar minuten stoppen. We zullen over een paar minuten stoppen.
Maar als je het effect nog verder overdrijft, dan wordt het een robotstem. Dus verder dan dit kan het niet. Dat veranderen van de emotie van de stem gebeurt dus live, real time.
If there's any technical feat in what we did, really, it's the fastness of it all. Because when people are talking into a microphone, hearing through headphones, any delay in the auditory feedback that you get will very easily hinder speech. It's very difficult to talk if you hear your voice delayed by, say, 50 milliseconds. And 50 milliseconds sounds really fast, but that was way too long for us. So we managed to do this vocal transformation in less than 20 milliseconds, which is kind of a technical innovation as well. And this was what was, kind of exciting for us in this new tool.
Yes, you built new software to even make this possible.
Right. So this is done by software, and we give the software away open source on our website because, I mean, this is for science. So we encourage everybody to download it and try it either for academic research into any other kind of questions with vocal emotions or just for fun at home, maybe.
So did you manipulate your sound that you're using now?
I will let you know afterwards. What do you think?
Well, you sound very happy so far. But it's Skype, so there may be some digital twitching, which we cannot...
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's...
I'm normally happy for a French person, yeah.
I did not intend to... Oh, this is so difficult sometimes.
Maar ik zei al, dit onderzoek begint met een bizarre ontdekking, wat er volgde een tweede. Zodra duidelijk was dat je de stem ongemerkt kunt aanpassen, bleek dat we die opgewekte en die droevige en die angstige emotie toch registreren, maar alleen onbewust.
The key finding in the story is a double finding. Not only did they not detect the change, but speakers, participants ended up believing what they were hearing, so if you want, trusting what they were hearing, so that their emotional change, their emotional state changed in the direction of what they were hearing. So we had people in no particular emotion reading a text out loud. They hear themselves happy, and after a couple of minutes hearing themselves reading that text in a happy tone, their emotional state would change towards happiness. And the people who did the same exact task, hearing themselves in a more and more sad tone, they would eventually become more sad after reading than before reading.
Do you know why that happens? How that happens?
So we think that this is a process that's been theoreticized as self-perception theory. So there is, it does make sense to some extent for the brain, for the system to read its own state into the bodily configuration of the person, right? So
the signal is going two ways. You're happy and you're smiling, and then, oh, well, I'm smiling, so I must be happy.
Exactly. There's what we call a peripheral feedback effect, where information that you broadcast to the world is also fed back to your brain, and the brain uses this as information to understand what your current state is.
And, well, this could be almost therapy, probably. If you're feeling depressed, you should just read a text and, well, do the software on your computer and switch it to happy.
Right. We are very curious about looking into this. First, this could be therapy, and this could also be something that we want to break down in disorders like depression, because we know that people who have affective disorders like major depressive episodes or anxiety, their voice would translate this very well. A depressive voice is pretty characteristic. So you have... in certain conditions, people who are listening to their voice all day long, and this voice conveys, negative emotions to them continuously. And if we, you know, according to what we found, this is probably having a feedback effect on them, somehow reinforcing their condition. So it might be a good idea to try to break this down, really, and like you said, kind of a vicious circle of. I feel down, my voice sounds sad, and I feel even sadder because of that. Maybe if we can understand how that works, we will find new perspectives to do emotional regulation, and maybe eventually some kind of behavioral cognitive therapy on this.
Okay, so I think we're coming to the end of this interview. So this probably is the moment to reveal, did you manipulate your voice, or are you just generally happy?
No, I'm pretty happy about all this, to be honest.
I thought
no,
so.
No need for manipulation today.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking
the
time.
Thank you for this.